You want to know. You want to know why I hate you. It's that you no longer let me learn my way over you, my singular chronic harassment, my particular persistent curse. You no longer let me lay my eggs like a louse in your pulse, traveling unwelcomed with you everywhere around and also far from this filling station in Extra Elleville. Me, the cause of your ticks, dear Jay, the mite skating over your eye meat, blade, blade, glide, blade, blade. It's a wonder I never came off in the wash, or here at our workplace, or from your unnatural hairpiece. Have I ever mentioned this? How I hated nothing about you. Not the back rash, not the butt lint, not the rubber black rug riding low on your forehead, as if you could cover what had recessed and recessed and been replaced by bald folds, practically flaps, of something I never once saw as ugliness. Buy a ball cap, would you? If you won't let me back into that face, if you won't put me under your gaze again, I will hate you today, all day. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to. I don't like to. I didn't say that I want to. But dear, dearest, dear, dearest, dear Jay, how I used to go figurating over your skin right after we swam. Remember, we had special permission in that not crystal clear pool at the Elleville Inn with the dog turds on the bottom. You said hell of a thing to do to a dog, and I said better than the hot tub. The turds were calm in their place. They were not crumbling. At the time, that was important to us. Five of them. In a mysterious formation, you said large, I said animal, I said magnified by 8 feet of water, I said no turbulence. We were more or less weightless. Our arms were wings going out and in through the water, our legs and feet bicycling the evening light. That was a good day all day. And I moved in on you. This was before you were a cheating shit that I hate. And you moved in too and liked it, admit it. You swam down because I asked you to. It seemed like I could ask anything. And you went down, came up, gasping. You confirmed it. Crap. Laughing bounces beautiful off water, doesn't it? I asked, fresh. You asked, do you gotta know? And went down, 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 down for me. That was, it was a good day. That was a good day. And right then, that same evening, a dog that you said looked like Oprah in the days before fame, a dog, a sky terrier, danced onto the pool diving board and bounced, 5 bounces. An agile sky terrier, graceful, and looked at the two of us as if we were the most lovely humans it had ever seen being, and dove headfirst. That was amazing, wasn't it? You're so pretty, the sky terrier said, pawing up onto the pool ladder, shivering off the green and gold-red rosy water. 5 more bounces, and it dove. That was in the days before the Oprah Empire, when O was in the same pool, so to speak, as we were, except she was on television and already losing that shaggy Chicago look and nowhere near the galled apartments across some less galled motors. That was years before we lost our daughter. Our walls were chlorine green, our floors, our ceiling, our light fixtures, mini refrigerator, pillow shams, the sheets were, all the bedding. I said, even the water coming out of the shower. You said, even the sinks. All day that day, I didn't once hate you anymore.